Again, let me just release, come into agreement with the heart of God that He wants to do miracles today. Amen. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Bracken was telling me that there's a grandmother here who just lost a granddaughter. Yeah. And so one of the things I believe is that Paul said that he sorrowed and yet always rejoiced. There's a supernatural thing the Lord does in us, even in the deepest sorrow. He can do it. His presence, and His presence is fullness of joy. So I just believe God's going to release that in you today in an even a more powerful way. And because it's not an issue of you know exactly where she's at. But it's an issue of that we weren't wired for separation, were we? God didn't create us to deal with this. Man was not supposed to die. And so it's just not in our DNA emotionally to deal with that kind of separation. That's why grieving is a part of it. But Christ can be so real in those moments of grieving. His presence can even be more real than ever. And do just amazing things in us that have an impact on others as the years go by. But I believe that there are others who are here today, so I'm just kind of giving you the word of the Lord, who have some wounds that have never been quite healed up. They're ancient wounds. What I mean by ancient wounds, they either happened or at least began years ago, and there's never been any closure. And you've never really recovered from that because you kind of view all reality through the eyes of that broken place. And so God just wants to heal that broken place and take it off of you so that you're free to see life again with some sense of innocence, some sense of hope again. So if that's just you, if that's you, you don't have to raise your hand. Just go ahead and own that. That part, the miracle you're going to receive, maybe other miracles. As a matter of fact, I believe there's a couple of you who have some physical conditions that are connected to that. That just the stress of carrying around that broken place for years has caused your body to break down. And God wants to not only heal you of the hurt, and He can do it in a moment, but He can also heal you physically. We've seen that happen all the time. So if that's you, you just own that. Go ahead and start thanking Him for that miracle He's going to do in your life. Let me just give you a little insight into the heart of God that will help you even receive what God wants to do in your life today. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. If you've been around CTK for a while, you've heard this years ago, but I want to just give you some insight into the nature of God. I think one of the reasons we live with such low expectations, if you remember it said about Jesus in his own hometown, he could only do a few small miracles because of their unbelief. It says there were things he couldn't do. It wasn't that he was offended with their unbelief and wouldn't do. He was actually restricted because of their unbelief. And so faith, the sphere of faith, creates an entree. And it creates an environment for which God can just do all kinds of stuff because He wants to. He wants to heal. He wants to make whole. He wants to set free. It says in the scripture that He came to heal all those who are oppressed by the devil, to destroy the works of the devil. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. It's just in His heart. It's who He is. I know there are a lot of people try to come up with theologies about healing. To me, it's all about His heart. Who is He? That's a very simple thing. And every person Jesus prayed for got healed. And so Christ is here with us. He's going to be with us in the Eucharist, and He just wants to do the things that He does. Amen? Amen. I think one of the things about Eucharist that's profound, whatever theology you have about it, you know, may God help you not have a religious spirit one way or the other. And but whatever you think, when we come to bread and wine, which is a very physical thing, it's just His way of making His presence even more present. You know, it's as if somebody just stepped a little closer to you and said, now let me make it easier for you. And so the Lord, that's why I expect all kinds of signs and wonders at a higher level when we have communion, we have Eucharist. But anyway, that's a different story. Listen to this. This is from Genesis chapter 7. Then the Lord said to Noah, enter the ark, you and all your household, for you alone I have seen to be righteous before me in this time. And you shall take with you of every clean animal by sevens, a male and a female, and of the animals that are not clean, two, a male and his female, and also the birds of the sky by sevens, males and females, to keep offspring alive on the face of the earth. For after 7 more days I will send rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will blot out from the face of the land every living thing that I have made. Now Noah did according to all the Lord had commanded him, and he was 600 years old when the flood of water came upon the earth. Now here's the thing that's interesting to me that's always blown me away. He says in verse 4, "For after 7 more days I will send the rain." That's always blown me away because, you know, the story here, you know, everybody lived to be so old. And they lived to be so old that Noah likely knew Adam and Eve, his great-great-great-grandfather. And if you remember, Enoch, his great-great-grandfather, well, you may not remember all that, but one of Enoch's mandates from God was to preach about the judgment of God if people didn't repent on the earth. And for hundreds of years, Enoch preached the gospel in the Old Testament, repent. Because, you see, they'd come to a place where it says in chapter 6, and it says, "The Lord saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." That's bad. "And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth and was grieved in his heart." And so Enoch came and began, because God had a heart of compassion, and he preached for hundreds of years. But the one with the greatest mandate to preach was a man named Methuselah. Methuselah lived to be over 900 years old. And the name Methuselah in Hebrew means, "When he dies, it will come." And so in his lifetime, Methuselah preached that you have still, you have time, you have time, you have time, you have time. And the year that he died is when the flood came. So like 1,000 years or more, the Lord had been pleading with mankind to repent and to give their hearts back to him. 1,000 years. And after 1,000 years, he says to Noah, "But we're going to give it 7 more days." Now, was it likely that in that 7-day period, somebody finally would? Because it says only Noah and his family went to the ark. After 1,000 years of preaching, it's not very likely that in 7 days, just leave the door open for 7 more days, that anybody would come. But God couldn't help himself, because he's a God of mercy and a God of compassion. That's who he is. That's who he has always been. He's loved you with an everlasting love. Amen. And if that's what he was like then, that's who he is now. But if he, after 1,000 years, would just say 7 more days, just in case, just in case, don't you think he would come to you? And these were people whose hearts were evil continually. And you might be saying to yourself, "I don't deserve it. You don't understand, Chuck, where I've been and what I've done. Has all your thoughts only been evil continually?" Even them, he gave them 7 more days. He wanted to save them, bless them. And Jesus is here today with that kind of heart. He said, I don't want to judge you. I want to set you free. I want to release you from the judgments of the enemy. I want to heal you. I want to change your life. And I've waited patiently for the opportunity to do that. So I'm convinced with all my heart that God's here to do miracles. Amen. He's not here to put on a show. He's not a showman. He just loves. And his love is very practical. God doesn't just love you and then pat you on your head and say, "Now just go your way and keep being destroyed by the devil." He says, "I've held the door open 7 more days just for you." He did that even if it had just been one. It would have been worth it to him. So let's just receive all he has for us today. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.